Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140 degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America. Get in the zone.
AutoZone. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 212 to 220.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Be disappointed.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Before the All-Star break, it's the final game for the Bulls and the Boston Celtics. They're at the United Center tonight. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic, they'll play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. The Celtics have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. They tip tonight at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game. An hour before the Bulls get started, Wizards at the Pacers. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday. They host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves, they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow.
The point wasn't to get him to a place where he could hit for more power. The point was to get him to a place where his bat path really worked again.
That's Theo Epstein. He's that fellow with the Chicago Cubs talking about Jason Hayward right there and the work he's putting in on his swing this offseason. He was with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. All Cubs position players report tomorrow. Those that aren't there already, first full team workout on Saturday. On the White Sox side of things, Carlos Rodon, he'll start to throw tomorrow as the team limited his workload this off season. And it's the PGA and Genesis Open first round action. Your leader is Sam Saunders. He's 7-under through 10. You're like, who the hell is Sam Saunders? I'm sorry, he's 7-under through 16. He has a two-shot lead on Dustin Johnson, who fired a 66, and a three-shot lead over a whole slew of players at 4-under, including Phil Mickelson, who shot that 67 today in the opening round. In college hoops, Big Ten play, Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Well, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. You can join us tomorrow, or I'm sorry, from Saturday from 2 to 4 for meet and greet with Chicago Bears Zach Miller. Then stay for a Score broadcast from 4 to 8 live from the Toyota Sports Corner. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670thescore.com, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
It's never easy to trade a pitcher or any player.
player at the caliber of Chris Sale. There was a great level of excitement since we got here about the caliber of players that we were likely to receive back.
Well, they just announced Moncada's name as part of the changes for the Red Sox, and a big cheer went up here in Oakland. He's often been compared to Robinson Cano with more speed. This year in the minors, 15 homers, 45 stolen bases.
These are the type of impact players that we need to continue to acquire and build up to get our system to the point where we're able to have that extended run of success. And there were similar type players being offered from other clubs, and there was a level of excitement in that room as we debated which was the best path for us.
And the Royals have won the series. Waiter, check please.
You know, we expect to play for a long time again this year, and we want to plan accordingly. And so, you know, we've got a tough road ahead like everyone does, but we do have to plan for playing that seventh month, and it does require some lengthy discussions and some creativity on the front end.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Time for us to go back to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family by bringing home a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Dave Cameron writes for Fangraphs.com. He can be found on Twitter at DCameronFG, and he put out a list today.
Yes, he did.
Of the best transactions of the 2017 offseason. Among them of local interest would be number 10, White Sox buy low, sell high. That would be Giolito, Lopez, and Dunning in exchange for Adam Eaton. Also on there, the Cubs moving Jorge Soler for Wade Davis. And then at the very, very top, oh my goodness, another White Sox deal, that of Chris Sale for Yoan Moncada, Michael Kopech, and others. So with two in the top 10, pretty obvious that the White Sox would be, for whatever it means, your offseason winner, no?
Yeah, I think it's hard to argue that anyone really had a more successful offseason than the White Sox did. Maybe if you really wanted to nitpick, you could say, well, they haven't traded David Robertson yet, or they sold Melky Cabrera, they could have done more. But I think, you know, with what they actually did, just comparing the moves made, the White Sox had the best winner of anyone out there.
All right, let's start with the Nationals move, because a lot of people aren't as high on Lucas Giolito as some, and Ronaldo Lopez. What did you think of that move, and what's the ceiling for that move, and what's the floor? What should White Sox fans realistically expect from those two pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of those guys have gotten a lot of hype, Giolito especially, considering he was considered to be the number one pick in the draft before he blew out his elbow, and has been considered, you know, up there with Julio Urias as, like, the best pitching prospect in baseball. I think if you actually look at his performances, it doesn't quite justify that level of excitement, but the stuff is there. You know, he certainly throws hard, he has a good curveball. He's one of those guys that you're hoping that Don Cooper can fix a little bit. Not that different from, like, maybe when they got Matt Thornton a decade ago, where it was like, this is a great arm, a guy who hasn't lived up to reputation. Obviously, Matt Thornton ended up moving to the bullpen. There's a possibility Giolito could do that, too. That's probably the downside, is both of these guys are just relievers. Lopez doesn't throw a lot of strikes. So that's probably what you're looking at, is, like, if it doesn't work out that well, well, you got two guys who throw really hard who can go into the bullpen and maybe turn into future closers. But, you know, Don Cooper has a long history of making guys with, you know, some sketchy mechanics work and turning them into good pitchers. And I think, it, you know, if they both meet their upside, you could be looking at two above-average starting pitchers in exchange for Eaton.
And I like your rationale, too, of looking at both upside and downside, because it's very easy to be tantalized with all of the possibility when some of these moves are made for projecting guys into the future. But I think your point is well taken, that the floor for some of these prospects might just be good enough that it justifies the risk in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking at all four of the guys the White Sox got with Moncada, Kopech, Giolito, and Lopez, the White Sox should be happy if two of those turn out to be what they think they might be, right? Like, that's a good success rate of prospects, is if two of the four turn out to be, you know, kind of towards their potential and the other two disappoint. And that would be a good outcome. One out of four wouldn't be that unusual. So I think when you look at it and you say, okay, if these guys aren't going to be what we think they're going to be, the nice thing with Kopech, Giolito, and Lopez is all of them very easily profile as relievers, right? Like, you take these guys, Kopech already throws 100, Lopez already throws 100, Giolito probably could throw 100 if you stuck him in the bullpen and just told him to throw 20 pitches at a time, and then you see what Aroldis Chapman got this winter, and Kenley Jansen got this winter, Mark Melanson got this winter. You see what relief pitchers are getting. It's not the end of the world if the downside of this trade is Moncada turns into a pretty good center fielder and you have 300-mile-an-hour arms to trade in a year.
year.
And we're not in the binary conversation of winning trades or not, but you look at the Chris Sale for Yoan Moncada and other prospects trade, and you think to yourself, both teams got what they needed out of that trade as well.
Yeah, but from Boston's perspective, they had the talent and the surplus. They didn't necessarily need Moncada. You know, Kopech was a couple of years away. They're trying to win right now. I do think that they paid a really steep price. When you look at, like, this level of talent in Moncada, that kind of guy doesn't usually get traded. Like, you know, when they called the Nationals and said, hey, we want Trey Turner, the answer was no, right? And Moncada is not quite Trey Turner, but he's not that far behind in terms of overall talent. He's not there yet, but in terms of overall talent, I think they're in the same conversation. So to get that kind of player, and then Kopech, who I've heard Noah Syndergaard comparisons to, you know, certainly that's an upside play as well. But I think to get those two guys, Boston paid a pretty steep price. I think, you know, they're looking at it and saying, if we win, we don't really care what the long-term ramification is. But I think long-term, the Red Sox would look back and be like, maybe we should have kept one of those two.
The other thing you didn't address in either transaction was something that I know was meaningful to the White Sox and probably doesn't fall under the purview of Fangraphs, but each guy was a complete pain in the ass. That the team really, seriously though, the team did not like. That there was a certain level of pleasure in being able to not just get something really good in return, but to get both these guys out of their clubhouse because of the problems they had with both of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to see how those guys mix on winning teams, right? Because, like, I think the thing we hear, at least in the public, is that both of these guys are hyper-competitive. And I can imagine being hyper-competitive on a team that's going nowhere is really frustrating. But if you stick Chris Sale and his hyper-competitive nature on a team that's giving him 7 runs a game, he might be a little easier to get along with. And, like, if Adam Eaton gets to, like, watch Bryce Harper hit bombs, maybe he's not as annoying in the clubhouse. So I wonder if, like, the fact that both of them didn't work in Chicago doesn't necessarily translate to the fact that it won't work in Washington and Chicago. It's just these are not the kind of guys you want in the clubhouse of a rebuilding team.
Looking at your top 10 list outside of the White Sox and their terrific offseason from your viewpoint, I'm seeing a lot of people really liking what the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be this year if they can stay healthy. They're number 2 on your list because they reloaded their rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, they're probably the 4th best team in that division, which, you know, if I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs, but I think the Jose De Leon acquisition that they got for Logan Forsythe, who's a nice player, but Logan Forsythe is, in my view, not nearly as good as Adam Eaton. He's only signed for 2 years instead of 5, and I would take De Leon over Giolito or Lopez, who, and we already said we like that trade for Chicago, right? So I think Tampa Bay did exceptionally well in that deal. I think De Leon, by the projections, could be a top 15 starting pitcher in the American League this year. And so if he busts through and pitches as well as the numbers think he might pitch, and you add him to, you know, a bounce back Chris Archer, it's not that hard to say, hey, look, you know, if they have Evan Longoria and Kevin Kiermaier and a lot of things go right, that could be a 95-win team again.
And you mentioned the one Cubs transaction in there, obviously with the buffet of talent that they continue to have, not just at the major league level, but within their own organization, so much to choose from. They keep talking about the good problem to have, figuring out who plays where and when. You know, adding the bullpen arm seemed like kind of a no-brainer with Aroldis Chapman leaving, but I'm waiting for something forthcoming from you or Jeff Sullivan regarding how to solve the Cubs Rubik's Cube right now, with Kyle Schwarber maybe giving, you have to concede a considerable amount of defense in left, and then what do you do without the DH? What do you do at second? How many games do you play Zobrist? Is there a right way that you've figured out yet to make sure that the Cubs are the best 162 game team they can be?
I mean, I think if it's me, I'm not playing Kyle Schwarber every day. I know people in Chicago are in love with Kyle Schwarber, and they love his personality, and they love the home runs, but I think at this point in his career, coming off knee surgery, with what he was defensively even before knee surgery. I know he's a good athlete for a big guy, but he's a big guy. And when you have other options, I'm not making Kyle Schwarber my everyday left fielder. I'm maybe looking at him and saying, you know what, if I get 100 to 120 games against you, you know, from you, mostly against right-handers, use you as a bat off the bench, I'm totally fine with that. I don't think it's going to stunt your development. Maybe next year you can play full-time when I don't have, you know, Ben Zobrist is as good as he is right now, and I don't have all these other options. But if I look at, you know, 2017 only, and I say, it's not the end of the world if Kyle Schwarber spends 40 games on the bench, then I think you can start to make it work. You can play a better defensive outfielder when John Lester's pitching and balls are more likely to be hit at the left field. You can kind of mix and match and say, okay, it's a tough left-hander. Schwarber doesn't need to play today. And so I think if you look at it and say, Schwarber's our everyday guy, that makes it really hard. If you say Kyle Schwarber can start 110, 120 games in left field, things get a little easier. You can bounce Bryant out there. You can play Baez at third. You can bounce Zobrist out there. You can move guys around and get enough playing time if you don't make Schwarber and every guy.
And he's right now looks like he's going to be the leadoff guy too. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that'll last that long. You know, like Joe Maddon had a lineup of the day last year where it was basically every day you came to the park and it was like, who's hitting where? So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Schwarber hits leadoff for a little while and then they say, well, we don't necessarily want him playing against lefties, so now we're going to have a lefty lineup and a righty lineup. And you know, I'm still not quite as high on Schwarber as everybody else is. So if he's struggling a little bit and hitting 240, 250, he might find himself hitting more in the order where you think a guy who, you know, hits a lot of home runs and strikes out a lot would hit more like fifth, sixth, seventh. I think they've got better options in at the top of the lineup. Zobrist would probably be my choice. He's a switch hitter, hits everybody, gets on base. He's the perfect leadoff hitter for the Cubs.
Which team needed to have a better offseason that didn't? Obviously not on this top 10 list.
Yeah, but that's an interesting question. I still look at the Texas Rangers, and I'm not entirely sure what they were doing this winter. Like, Yu Darvish is in their walk year. They're coming off two straight division titles. Adrian Beltre is 37. You know, Chinsu Chu's 35. They've got, like, some urgency to win, right? And Mike Napoli is a nice addition, but, you know, he's not a tremendous player at this point in his career. He's 36-2. So they got older at first base. And that was basically it. They, I know they made the Lucroy trade last summer, and that'll help having him for the full year. But I don't think the Rangers did enough with what Houston did in that division, kind of loading up and saying, hey, look, we're really going for it this year. I think Texas is a good step behind Houston right now. And if they end up, you know, 7-8 games out at the wild card or at the trade deadline, and they have to make a decision because teams are calling on Yu Darvish, they might regret not pushing in a little bit more this winter.
All right, before we let you go, you look at all these deals, and you can look at these 10 and see what the market is right now. And it looks to me like the White Sox would be wise to keep their powder dry with Jose Quintana until they get something that approaches the Chris Sale haul, if possible, even if they really do want to move him. It looks like that there's a premium, especially now with the injury to Alex Reyes and what that could do to shake things up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're ever going to get the Sale haul for Quintana just because the stuff isn't at the same level. He's not a strikeout guy the same way. Like, there's no question teams still pay for strikeouts. And I think that's one of the reasons the White Sox went and got Kopech and Giolito and Lopez as guys who could be high-end strikeout arms. I think Quintana's always going to be viewed a step below. We even saw when the Braves were making their push for Sale, and people were like, well, maybe they'll pivot to Quintana. And John Coppola, the GM of the Braves, said, I think Quintana's a nice pitcher. He's not Chris Sale. And I think that's how baseball kind of views Quintana, is a very nice pitcher, but not at that same level. So I think if the White Sox want to get a Sale-type package, they're going to end up keeping Quintana for 4 years. I think at some point they're just going to have to say, okay, the market for a good command pitcher who, you know, doesn't give up home runs and you know, throws to the sides of the plate isn't the same as a lefty who throws 95 with a dominating changeup and a good slider, and I think they're going to have to say, maybe we take 75% of what we got for Chris Sale. Even if we think Quintana's really good, I don't think the market for Quintana is ever going to be what it was for Chris Sale.
Always thought-provoking, Dave, and that is what we need when there are no spring training stories. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
That is Dave Cameron of Fangraphs. And coming up at 5 o'clock, we are going to replay the interview that the Spiegel and Parkins show did with Cubs president Theo Epstein, talking about a whole bunch of things, a wide-ranging interview.
If you want to react or respond to anything that you just heard, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We got some time for some phone callers. I think the Kyle Schwarber stuff is interesting that he just mentioned. And also,
yeah, because you could be giving up. You're talking about the number of games. You're giving up 10 home runs.
Yeah, we could jump into it. Also, want to respond to one of these White Sox texters that just came in just now. Something that we got to stop doing because this isn't the same as what you've seen. So stop thinking these things. We'll do that next here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, live out here at the Chicago Auto Show in the Toyota Sports Corner on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Talking to Theo Epstein.
Don't be fretting about, you know, is it going to be just as fun now that we've won? Or I can tell you, you know, from experience, is everything gets better. And then on a personal level, yeah, it's a huge burden lifted.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. If Father Time is undefeated, how in the world is Jaromir Jagr still playing hockey? Because this guy turned 45 yesterday, and he celebrated being middle-aged by notching his 1,900th career point in an overtime win over San Jose, which keeps the Florida Panthers in playoff contention. And somehow this guy, who began his Hall of Fame career as a guy with all the skills in the world, but a sometimes less-than-sterling work ethic and reputation, just keeps trucking along. A dominant force at an age where most guys are getting ready for colonoscopies and driving their own kids to hockey practice in the family minivan. But this guy's still rolling, taking aim at 800 goals. Jaromir Jagr, a guy who looks like he should be playing in an 80s hair band and not the NHL. Happy birthday, bro. I'm Jim Rome.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund Instant Win Game and Sweepstakes. This tax season, it's the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund. Let's get you what you need. Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on, you have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, if you've had a misunderstanding with a friend, things may ease this week. Taurus, your career plans finally take a step in the right direction thanks to expanding your network of business acquaintances. Gemini, if you've been considering going back to school, this might be a good week to look into it. Cancer, try reaching for a higher goal. You may be rewarded just for trying. Leo, this week you'll have a chance to strengthen an emotional bond with someone special. And Virgo, be on the lookout for a new character in your life that can show you some new possibilities.
And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Your weekly horoscope.
Libra, if you've been worried about your health, stop being worried and see a professional. Scorpio, if you've been unsure about your next move, consider a retreat to allow a refocus. Sagittarius, try not to take criticisms too personally this week. Capricorn, your personal finances see an uptick and bring an end to any misunderstandings. Aquarius, your doubts and reservations about a new acquaintance may prove to be unfounded. And Pisces, while planning ahead is your best course of action, staying flexible is of paramount importance. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We're not on watch 670thescore.com because we're out here at the Auto Show. The Toyota Sports Corner, hanging out with all the Toyota people. They've been very nice to us as we've thrown baseballs their way and into their exhibits. This text, before we get to the Schwarber stuff from Dave Cameron just now, who had some interesting stuff for us. But this text,
how do you see it in that font? It's tiny.
Yeah, it is tiny. This from the 630. The White Sox win the offseason every single year, and it has meant absolutely nothing up to this point. Why are we still trying to sell this narrative?
Good Lord. Because you don't understand the sea change that has occurred here philosophically with what the White Sox have chosen to do and told you they're doing.
Yeah, winning the narrative this year is different than winning the narrative with getting Jeff Samardzija and Dave Robertson and all those other guys.
Or getting Adam LaRoche or Adam Dunn. You know,
winning the offseason is different. You haven't seen this before. You haven't seen this, if not before, in a very long time, where the White Sox said, hey, we're not good enough. We're not going to try to win it every year. So, yes, winning the offseason is looked at and viewed two really good moves. You just won't see the fruits of those moves for at least this year. So, no, it's not just, you know, you got these commoner White Sox fans who want to do the whole, I don't care, I don't trust this thing anymore. Well, guess what? You're going to miss the boat because you're not paying attention to what they're actually doing right now.
Visit Toyota at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2017 Highlander. That is, among other things here, the Corolla is here, too.
Right.
That's the only vehicle in its class with a standard collision avoidance system. You come check out the Corolla and the Highlander at the Chicago Auto Show. The Highlander seats up to 8, by the way.
Yes.
That's a large thing.
Yes. If you have large numbers of people.
Large adult sons. Mm-hmm. In Elgin, this is Eric on the Score.
Hi. All right. So Dave Cameron said that one of the scenarios that could possibly happen is Schwarber playing 120 games next season. If that's the case, assuming he's right, how long do you think it'll take before he gets traded to an American League team? If so, because we know he'd play every day as a DH for an American League team.
Right. Oh, no, there are many people who believe he's an American League player.
Yes. That just, including maybe Theo Epstein.
Yeah, is, was, and always will be, right. And that he has to be maximized like a big poppy. I don't know, is the answer.
You got to pray for that uniformity. You know, DH.
Doesn't look like it's happening.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sure if they, when they drafted him, they probably had that in the back of their mind. Like, okay, maybe in 3 or 4 years, maybe you have DHs in both leagues. Yeah, he's a guy that you don't want to have a glove. And you saw that against the Mets, and you're probably going to see that a little bit this year.
He can
as well.
Move just well enough to hurt himself again or hurt somebody else.
That's interesting, though. Not playing, not getting 110, 120 games of one of the most lethal bats maybe in the National League. That's
the opposite of the idea of leading him off, which is to get as many plate appearances as you can.
Yeah. Ooh, just, oh yeah. Now it's time right now.
So yeah, if you just were joining us, that you know, yesterday I hit a toddler in the face with a squishy ball, and today Jason hit Rex Hupke's son in the face with a squishy ball, and we thought we'd break the tie by seeing who could hit Ruben in the face with a squishy ball.
Yeah.
As Ruben Spiegel is over here too.
Ruben's sprouting up on me too, so I got to aim a little bit higher than I used to have to in Bourbon A. Watch out now, there's a door there.
Careful.
Yeah, I don't want any issues in the Toyota Sports Corner with Ruben. He's good. He's already got a plate in his head already. All right. No, dude.
Is he done, Zimmer?
Give me one good one, Rubes.
Oh!
See, right in the...
Ow.
That would have caught me in the... In the
whoa!
Okay. Kind of caught the arm on him. All right. We've got to stop playing around with this kid. All right.
There it is. Hit him.
Dodgeball with Ruben Spiegel, ladies and gentlemen. No, I don't know if Cubs fans want to hear that either, because you've been missing your toy for so long, right? I mean, the Kyle Schwarber... Listen, I'm going to run out here and tackle this kid. You handle the show.
Go ahead.
You handle the show.
I'll just take a call from Mark and Roselle on the Score. Hi, Mark.
Happy Thursday, guys. I think any Quintana trade has got to include James Shields. He's older.
Come on, who is gonna want that? If a general manager traded for James Shields, that general manager would have all his belongings thrown out of the street 5 minutes later.
Stranger things have happened.
That's not an argument. What stranger things have happened than somebody trading for somebody that bad? And that expensive. He hung up. All right, great.
The Sox trading for him.
Yeah, but there was... I don't think they knew he was that bad. So that would be an equally strange thing, perhaps, and not a stranger thing. Well, as far as that argument.
A Sox fan?
Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. In the final game before the All-Star break, the Bulls host Boston tonight. Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic will play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. The Celtics have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. Tip-off is at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game tonight, Wizards at the Pacers. That one goes an hour before the Bulls start. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. Earlier today, they recalled Tanner Kiro, Nick Schmaltz from Rockford. AHL, the Wolves are off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Spring training news, Cubs position players, they'll all report tomorrow. They have to be there tomorrow. Some are already there this week. They have their first full team workout on Saturday. On the White Sox side of things, Carlos Rodon, he'll start throwing tomorrow as the team has limited his workload this offseason. Earlier this morning, Theo Epstein joined Spiegel and Parkins. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. PGA Play, the Genesis Open, first round action. Sam Saunders, he's your leader at 7-under after 17. Dustin Johnson is 2 shots back. Lefty's 4-under. Both Johnson and Lefty are done for the day in the clubhouse. Jordan Spieth is 1-under right now through 4. And college hoops, Big Ten game tonight. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 504550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages. Totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson. In 2 years, you could have a baby, and then another one. And in 2 years, you could print up to 8,000 pages with the Epson EcoTank 4550. It has a refillable super tank and comes with enough ink to print for up to...
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund, Instant Win Game, and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund. Let's get you what you need. Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I don't know what it anyway. This year is not about that. Neither will next year. And maybe the year after that. You're in a different vibe. Now you will be watching what Zach Birdie and Zach Collins and some of those guys. And
you always say the Zachs together.
You have to.
You might as well add Zach Zaidman and Zach Miller if you want.
I think you have to. I think anytime you talk about those guys, you have to mention them together. But yeah, this is a different. It's a different space to be in if you're a White Sox fan. So doing the whole, yeah, they've been winning the offseason for years. It doesn't matter. And yeah.
It's well, a different kind of
matters.
Winning.
Exactly.
Different kind. We were talking about Deshaun Watson before.
Yes.
Stonecutter weighs in. He said, every time I watch a highlight video of Deshaun Watson, I get tumescent. And every time I watch his non-highlight throws, I get itchy. He has an incredibly strong arm that gives a bunch of wow moments. He can throw the deep out. He can throw across his body. He's a very good athlete, very mobile. He can run when he needs to, and then he makes an unacceptable number of bad throws through a combination of poor accuracy, bad reads, and trusting his arm too much. Did I just describe Jay Cutler? He's less concussed, he's a better guy, but this is Black Jay, and maybe that's enough. The nice guy part being key, being less puddly may make him more open to coaching. More cuddly than puddly. Combine this with coming into the league 10 years later, which you have a better idea of what to do with quarterbacks with his skill set. If he maxes out, maybe he's a slightly better Cutler. And you know what a slightly better Cutler is? A borderline great quarterback. That's if he maxes out. And in order for him to max out, you'd have to trust Dowell the Uber Goober to coach him up. So it's probably a good investment elsewhere, but here, his conclusion, hard pass.
If you're the Bears or just period?
He's saying as a Bears fan.
Okay.
He's speaking as a Bears fan.
Yeah, I mean, you see the breakdowns, too, and I have this scout breakdown that I'm breaking, that I'm showing you right now.
How do you read that? And you have the big phone.
I do have the big phone. I just don't need the big playing cards. Like, I'm hanging out with Marge and the girls on a Saturday night playing, you know, gin rummy or whatever. I can see this. You can see it, too.
Not anymore.
You jerk. I mean, there's a certain number of unavoidable interceptions and avoidable interceptions. Ones are his own fault, you know, what he does against pressure, what he does on third down. All those breakdowns from last year show me, and especially with this class, you don't have a lot to choose from. He had the best year of draftable quarterbacks when we're talking about, you know, guys who actually play in a professional-like system, because I still have my Texas Tech, you know, worries. Anytime anybody comes out of Texas Tech, I'm like, all right, you know, they run 5 and 7 wide receiver sets, then I get a little bit worried about that. But no, I think Deshaun Watson, of course he's got his knocks. Of course he's got things that you don't like, some of the deep ball stuff that people continue to bring up. But there's something to be said for, I think, a guy who you can project to get better because of who he is as a player, too. I mean, all he's done is got better his 3 years at Clemson. And all he's done is proved a couple of people wrong who thought that he was too short to play the position, or
his arm's too short to box with God.
Yeah, I think he'll be a good quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler, but hell, Kirk Cousins was in the NFC Pro Bowl. Was playing for the NFC team.
It's hard to be a good quarterback, is your point.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, and I think he'll be that. Is he going to be the game changer that you need? Will you win because of Deshaun Watson? I'm rooting for the guy, personally, but I don't know.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring and visit chicagogolfshow.com for more information. We have another 4-pack to give away before the show is over, as well as another seat to the 2017 Charity Poker Championship between now and 6. Matt in River North, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas. The James Shields thing is kind of funny, because when they got him, Hawk said there's not a rotation in baseball he couldn't make. So I stopped listening to Hawk. But My point is about Giolito. I have a friend who's a scout in the D.C. area. Saw him pitch a bunch of times. Said he did not throw a ball over 93 and did not have any swings and misses and got hit really hard. He said the other guys they got are pretty good, but he said he wouldn't count on him to be much.
Well, the pitch effects bears that out, and it was clear. He was a bad major league pitcher. He was bad. And the velocity dip was alarming. But if the White Sox have done their due diligence and have seen a guy who they still think maybe just had a bad stretch, mm-hmm. and they figure they had an opportunity to grab him when they could, that's the judgment they made.
Pitchers are so odd, too. I mean, sometimes guys, they find themselves, and all of a sudden something clicks, and you're rolling along for a couple of years. And if Dave Cameron is right, and the floor is two live wire bullpen arms, you know, you weigh that and figure out, okay, you groom them for a few years, and when it's time for contention, you don't have to go shopping for something like that.
Kendall in Naperville is on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. I think the Sox are going about that the right way, because it seems like they're going bulk on pitching prospects because it is more of a high-risk position. But I think they're trying to be more specific with the position players. I mean, Mancada is obviously the highest pedigree you could possibly get for a positional prospect. My only hope is they're not getting too greedy with Quintana, because if Houston was offering Kyle Tucker and their top pitching prospect, Marte, I think his name is, I think I would have done that deal, because those are Kyle Tucker looks like a real, real good prospect, and they need a guy like him. And I wonder if Han is just holding on too long. I wonder what you guys think of that.
Who knows? We can't know.
Yeah.
There's no possible way to know, because we don't know what actually has been offered or not.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, somebody gets hurt. Somebody's second or a third, you know, starter in a rotation that they believe can contend gets hurt, and maybe you drive that Houston Astros price up, or maybe, I don't know, maybe Mike Matheny convinces people that, hey, this Cardinals thing is a lot better, and with the loss of Alex Reyes, you need to plug someone in there, but who are you going to get from that farm system? I don't know. I feel like they've done the requisite amount of dealing to make me feel okay as a White Sox fan. And do I still want them to see, you know, to do more? Of course I do. Do I want Jose Abreu and Todd Frazier, no matter how nice of guys they are, to be somewhere else so you can load up on some more prospects? Of course I do. But now you gotta kind of be in the trust Rick business. And there's worse people to trust, I think, in this city, as we've seen in other sports.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. After the top of the hour, we are going to hear from Theo Epstein, the president of the Chicago Cubs, who was on the station earlier on the Spiegel and Parkins show. Still time to come out and say hello to us here. We yeah. haven't had our creepy people hanging around, except for Spiegel, but yeah. Other than no like randos that were coming by saying doing odd yeah, things to us.
Maybe we scared people
you
away.
Think that's
yesterday.
What it is?
Yeah.
Or think it's our security staff here out here with more of a muscular presence.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's really not. He could punch a hole through a wet paper bag. This guy right here. So I don't really.
That's an old buffonism, isn't
yes,
it? Bringing
yes,
that
it
one back.
Yes, it is. Wow. Also a Wu-Tang line. You didn't know that Doug Buffon and Wu-Tang Clan had a lot in common.
I didn't. Thank you for letting me know. Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom, with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, and you can save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up, and there's more.
Right. There's queen sets for as low as $179.99 plus through Monday, Dan. You get free delivery when you finance your mattress and adjustable base with 0% APR for just 72 months.
Yeah, we've said it before that when you start really looking at the cost of a terrific mattress over all that period of time and you ask yourself, well, if I think about what that means each night that I get to spend the 8 hours on this mattress, it certainly justifies itself. Because when you're lying there, when you go to Mattress Firm and you're actually experiencing the mattress, you say, oh yeah, would I spend that to sleep right on this thing, right in the store even tonight? The answer is going to be yes.
Right, and the adjustable base really is incredible. It does make a difference. You've got to get in and check it out. There are three things that Dan and I always say you cannot skimp on. You've got to spend money on it. It's a mattress, it's Q-tips, and toilet paper.
And a Russian mail order bride. Wait. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
No.
Okay.
Russian mail order bride. A mail order. Oh, like through the mail.
Yes.
Not a Russian mail.
Well, that's fine, too.
Okay.
I don't discriminate.
Whatever you want.
Fake
Vladimir.
There is no Russia. Doesn't exist.
Sad. All right, keep going there, Mr. President.
No.
All right, listen, if you like social media, I'll finish this out there, big guy. Why don't you go mingle with the peoples? If you like social media, hook up with Mattress Firm on their social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They'll give you all the info you need from bedtime tips to promotions. Go to mattressfirm.com, find a location nearest you, and get your butt in there and let the sleep experts help you. They'll walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund Instant Win Game and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund.
Let's get you what you need.
Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140 degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
Need legal advice?
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
A reputable.
Now, save $7,000 off MSRP. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com.
Rosen. Rosen!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
The photo archives that we are building, we'll put it on some social media outlet. We're working on some things here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. But we've got some beauts, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that hat right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that hat?
It's like a sailboat on his head.
That looks like a hat that I saw when I was at the sauna at Chicago Sweat Lodge, and there was some sort of Eastern European, like, sweat hat the guy had on.
Is that right? It's not like a Gandalf, but it's...
I'm not quite sure
high.
What that is.
I don't want to ask him either, because, yeah, I'm good.
You were talking about spring training and how there's really nothing to do for this first week.
Yeah,
like, big story. Chris Bryant was in a video. Oh, he got pranked.
Yeah, Saturday is the first workout, so guys are just down there trying to justify their livings, I guess. Like,
I'm here.
Cubs are...
Don't find me.
The Cubs are happy. The Cubs are... You know, the Cubs are happy. They were in blue this year, and the Sox are going to be bad.
You can't count me among the people that really were excited about that video of Chris Bryant, because there was no real payoff. It's, okay, Greg Maddux is going to have a fake beard, and then Chris Bryant is going to realize that this guy he doesn't know has a pretty good curveball. First of all, he knows Maddux well.
Yeah, Vegas background, and yeah.
It just didn't seem like he didn't know who it was, and then there was no like, oh my God, you got me.
Well, the Cubs are for the kids. They're having fun for the kids out there. All the 10-year-olds
This is awesome. This is so funny. And I kept waiting for it to be awesome and funny, and then it was over.
I didn't click on it. I just saw the headline. I was good to go. I knew it was fake news.
Yeah, Rudy says, I did enjoy the James Shields quotes of having nothing to prove. And then in the same quote, I definitely want to prove to the Chicago White Sox fans who I really am. And then I saw on Twitter someone lost 8 pounds. Some people are in good shape, some not. I am now officially done with spring training.
There it is.
Fair enough.
There it is.
In Evanston, Nate is on the score. Hey, fellas. Nice show. I have to admit, I had my doubts about you two teaming up, but sometimes your contrary points are just hilarious.
We got some doubts about this phone call.
Yeah, I got plenty of doubts here.
We won't let that stop you.
Just a couple of bullet points, and I'll hang up. I wanted to get your ideas on this. Moving Schwarber to first base and putting Rizzo in left field with the Cubs. No. No. Hey, just for 6 innings. And regarding, I wish the Cubs and Sox, what is it? How come they won't help each other? It just seems so...
We all remember the great Matt Karchner trade.
Yeah, in what way? What do you mean specifically? I mean, wouldn't Quintana look excellent in the Cubs rotation? Yeah, I don't think
talking about Kyle Schwarber for Jose Quintana?
Oh, no, not Kyle Schwarber.
So, who are we talking about here?
I don't know, some of their excellent farm hands and draft picks, and I guess you could throw in like Carl Edwards Jr. and You're just kind of making this up, Nate.
Yeah, you're weighing it here, brother. It's okay. We had doubts about that call, and those doubts were met. Thank you. Appreciate the call. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. That's Evanston. You're responsible for Evanston.
The entire city.
Yep.
All right, cool.
You are. And then, of course, the 815. This is classic 815. What is this guy doing?
I don't know. We charge $50 per picture, right?
Yeah.
This guy. I'm going to do the hand gesture mechanic.
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
What the hell's going on out here?
Just
trying to take a picture. Jason's flipping him off when they're trying to take
the
picture.
Idea what, our security isn't working the way it's supposed to. No, I don't think that the Cubs and the Sox need to help each other out. Why would the Cubs want to help anybody out? They just won the World Series.
They're teams. They happen to be in the same city. They don't owe each other anything, nor should they say, I don't want to help you out because you happen to be in the same city. They should look at it as if they're any other American League and National League team.
All right, you said
the 815.
Something angered you just now.
Did you see the Maddox Bryant video today?
Yes.
That's what we were talking about. And I guess I want... How many pictures do you have to take? Jeez.
You knew it was going to happen. You knew we couldn't be out 2 days in a row without, you know, Bernstein getting mad at the people.
Well, I mean,
it's more than enough now. Yeah. Thank you.
Right,
appreciate you. All right.
Yeah.
Knuckles, thank you so much. It's mega bad.
Seriously, it's like mega bad.
If you put that ale on all the HGH in the world, that's what you would have.
No, if like if it's a cartoon and it's like, well, he was in Japan when the nuclear facility melted down, but only that ale was stuck in there.
He was a baby in Japan and put it in a copper pot.
Right. I was just going to say that that after the meltdown, the radiation reacted with the copper pot on his head and created mega that ale. He smokes a whole pack of cigarettes in one hand.
By the way, we're going to put these pictures up at some point because our engineer has been our photog for all the comings and goings of one Chicago auto show stint for the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Well, Rick Kemp did it last year. He was on Twitter hashtagging auto show people and it's putting up the interesting characters that we would see.
We're getting the dinner crowd now. It's getting real, real, real choppy.
choppy waters.
The waters, they be choppy.
Yar.
Out here at the auto show.
Coming up, you're going to hear from Cubs president Theo Epstein, who visited the station earlier today.
No, he came on a show. He didn't visit the station. He came on the Spiegel and Parkin show.
On the phone.
Well, acting like it was a tour being given out, and all of a sudden Theo Epstein was there. No. He was on a show for about 12 or 13 minutes, and people will hear it.
Okay, good.
We'll hear a nod.
Why you gotta
I'm just making
like,
sure
pick a fight.
I'm making sure you're not misrepresenting what actually happened. That's all. I'm your fact checker, Bernstein. All right? That's it.
Largest margin.
Right.
There's never been a larger margin.
Ever.
Ever
in
anything.
You did the best. Who you crapping?
I was just given that information. It's just information I was given.
Who would be your Sean Spicer, then?
Just a
fishman?
No. I'm picturing that now. That doesn't work.
No? All right. Theo Epstein coming up at the top of the hour right here on 670 The Score.
Spiegel and Parkins talk to Theo Epstein live on The Score.
We need to prioritize winning in any one season, but not at the expense of the future. The way you win multiple World Series is get in the playoffs every single year. We're positioned to do that if we continue to execute at a high level on the field and off the field.
To hear the entire Spiegel and Parkins interview with Theo Epstein, go to 670thescore.com.
AutoZone presents the Rev Up Your Refund, Instant Win Game, and Sweepstakes. This tax season is the one way to get the most out of your money. Enter at AutoZoneTaxTime.com for your chance to win $30,000 or other great cash and gift card prizes. It's the perfect way to power right through tax season. So visit your local AutoZone and get the most out of your refund.
Let's get you what you need.
Terms and conditions apply. For official rules, visit AutoZoneTaxTime.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2-3 through 4-10. Flooring offer valid 2-15 through 2-22. See store for details, U.S. only.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Aries, if you've had a misunderstanding with a friend, things may ease this week. Taurus, your career plans finally take a step in the right direction thanks to expanding your network of business acquaintances. Gemini, if you've been considering going back to school, this might be a good week to look into it. Cancer, try reaching for a higher goal. You may be rewarded just for trying. Leo, this week you'll have a chance to strengthen an emotional bond with someone special. And Virgo, be on the lookout for a new character in your life that can show you some new possibilities. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This week in music history.
This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, the Miracles' Shop